It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to another edition of Fresh Oil. I'm Pastor Keith Manley, and I want to thank you for joining me again today as we're continuing our new teaching. The series is entitled, The Oil Still Flows, Living in the Power of the Holy Spirit. In our last program, we explored how the anointing of the Holy Spirit destroys yokes, how it doesn't just loosen them or lighten them, but it breaks them off completely. And today we're going to go even deeper. Our topic today is one that I believe will speak directly to where many of you are right now in your life. I've entitled today's program, Fresh Oil for Dry Seasons. Have you ever been in a dry season? I mean, spiritually, physically, mentally, it feels like the wells have run dry. You go to pray and the words feel empty. You open your Bible and it reads like a history book instead of living bread. You serve, you try, you show up, but something inside you is tired. You're dry. If that's you, let me say right at the beginning, there is fresh oil for dry seasons. The Holy Spirit hasn't left you. His oil is still flowing. Let's begin by identifying what we mean when we talk about dry seasons. In the Bible, dryness often symbolizes a lack of spiritual vitality or fruitfulness. The desert was not only a literal place in biblical history, but it's a spiritual metaphor for times of testing, silence, hunger, and dependence on God. The children of Israel, they wandered in a desert. Elijah, he fled to the wilderness. Even Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness before beginning his ministry. So if you're in a dry season, you're not alone. Many of the greatest men and women of God walk through those dry seasons. But listen to me, the desert, it's not a dead end. It's a proving ground for the child of God. A dry place is not evidence of God's absence. It's often a preparation for his next outpouring. In Psalm 63 and verse 1, it says, O God, you are my God. Early I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and a thirsty land where there is no water. Notice David's posture. He doesn't curse the dry land. He turns his thirst into pursuit for God. Now let's turn to our key verse today. It's the verse that gave me the name for this program. It's also the name of a song that I sang and the name of a television program that I did for years. That's Fresh Oil. Psalm 92:10, that's where it came from. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Now the word horn in the scripture, it represents strength, authority, or power. David is saying, God, you're going to lift me up and you're going to give me strength again. And how? With fresh oil. See, that phrase, fresh oil, is vital. He doesn't say leftover oil from yesterday. He says today's fresh oil. That word fresh in the Hebrew is ranan, and it means green, flourishing, renewed, fresh with sap, and full of life. In other words, it's not just the oil for survival, it's oil for revival. That means God doesn't just want to get you through a dry season. He wants to anoint you in it. He wants to pour something new, something alive, something that refreshes your soul and renews your strength. Are you going through that season of dryness today, friend? I think we've all been there. I've been there at times, and I thank God that he draws me away. Maybe it's to my desert. Maybe it's that place I go to get alone with God. And then he begins to anoint me with fresh oil. Now, why do dry seasons happen? That's one of the hard questions today. Sometimes dryness comes because of disobedience. When we drift from God's word, we neglect the place of prayer, and we feed our flesh while we're starving our spirit, and we begin to wither. Psalm chapter 1, it says the righteous are like trees planted by rivers of water. But when we uproot ourselves from that source, we tend to dry out. Other times, dry seasons come because of refinement. God's preparing something deeper in us, and He allows us to go through barren places so that we can learn to hunger for Him more than the things of the flesh. So this is not a punishment. It's a preparation sometimes. And sometimes dry seasons come because of spiritual warfare. The enemy will do everything he can to block the flow of oil and the Spirit of God in your life. Sometimes he does it through distraction. Have you ever had things break down in your home, or things happen in your life or on the job, and it just pulls you away from what you know God wanted you to do that day? That's distraction. The urgent things that demand your attention, and you tend to neglect the important things. Sometimes it's the enemy does it through accusation or temptation. Even discouragement sometimes can block the flow of God's oil in our life. But here's the good news. The Holy Spirit is not intimidated by the dry places that we go through. In Psalm 23 in verse 5, that beautiful psalm of David, he says, "You anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over." See, God can still anoint our head with oil, even though we're in a dry place. When did David write this? Right after walking through the valley of the shadow of death. The valley came before the oil began to flow. The oil wasn't on the mountaintop, it was in the valley. So don't despise your dry places. Use them as an opportunity to press in with God. Let me encourage you with this. There is no dryness so deep that God's oil cannot reach. In Joel chapter 2 in verse 23, God speaks to his people coming out of famine and drought. He says this in verse 23, "Be glad, people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you autumn rains because he is faithful. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains as before." And then he goes on to say this in verse 24, "The threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wine and oil." What a picture! Overflow, restoration, and renewal. God tells them, be glad. Rejoice in the Lord your God, because God is going to bless you with a harvest. And it doesn't come because of your strength or your worthiness. It comes because of the faithfulness of God. There is fresh oil today for the pastor who's running on empty, for the mother who feels like no one sees her sacrifice, no one knows what you're going through, the young man battling temptation alone. God has fresh oil for you. The widow still grieving in silence over the loss of your spouse. God wants you to know he has fresh oil for you. He's going to give you a new song. For the worship leader who's lost their song, listen, God has fresh oil for you today. For the believer who feels ashamed to even admit how dry you've become. Friend, this is for you today. God has fresh oil, and it flows for you today right where you are. So you might be saying, okay, Keith, I know what I need. Now tell me how I get it. Let me give you just four simple steps, and these are so powerful. Number one, you got to return to the secret place. You don't get oil from public applause. You get it in private surrender. You close the door, you get quiet, you open up your heart, and God will allow the oil to flow in the stillness. And secondly, open the Word again. Even if it feels dry, just keep reading God's Word, and manna will flow from heaven. See, with the children of Israel, they would walk through the desert, but manna still fell every day in the wilderness. Don't wait for a feeling. Feed your spirit with the Word of God. Don't starve it. And thirdly, invite the Holy Spirit into your situation, into your life, because He is the oil. He's the flow. You just say, Holy Spirit, I welcome you today. Fill me again. You don't need to beg. He delights to pour out His oil in our lives. And then fourthly, you pour out what little you have. It's amazing because sometimes we think we're so empty and we think we don't have anything to offer the world around us. But friend, you have so much to offer the people that God brings across your path. Sometimes breakthrough comes when we give, even in dryness, even when you don't feel like it. You worship anyway. You pray anyway. You give thanks, and you watch the oil begin to multiply. So in Psalm 92, it continues in verse 12. He says this, "The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing." That's your portion, friend. Flourishing in dry places, fruitfulness in barren seasons. As I'm sharing this program today, I'm on vacation at my home in Florida, and right in my front yard, there's a beautiful palm tree. I love palm trees. They always make me think of fresh oil. They take me back to Psalm 92 because it said, "The righteous will flourish like the palm tree." My home went through a couple of hurricanes since I've owned it, and the winds blew hard. And one of the storms, one of the bad hurricanes here in the Fort Myers area, it made my palm tree bend a little bit, and it's a little bit crooked, but you know what happened? When the sun began to shine through, it curved back up, and it started growing straight again. It's amazing because God said you're going to flourish that same way, even when the winds blow against you. You're going to flourish like a palm tree, and you're going to bring forth fruit in your old age. I'm 66 years old, and I want you to know I'm busier today than I have ever been in my life. And I'm seeing fruit like I never saw before because it's God's promise that He gives me in this passage on fresh oil. If you're going through some real weariness and tiredness right now and a dry season, friend, this program was for you, and I want to pray for you right now. Father, I pray for every dry soul that's listening today to this program. I'm praying for the weary person, God, the discouraged person, the person that really feels like giving up, for the tired and the thirsty. God, I ask you today to anoint them with fresh oil. For that pastor that just feels like he's going to throw in the towel because no one notices what he's doing, you notice, God. I pray today that you would strengthen him in this season and give him fresh oil. Let the presence of the Holy Spirit fill the empty places in the lives of those listening today. Let old wells begin to flow again, God. Restore joy and restore passion in their lives. Restore hope. And let the rivers break out in desert places, God. Not because we deserve it, but because you are faithful, even into 1,000 generations, God, you are faithful. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. If this message has spoken to you today, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone you know who's going through a dry season. God's not done with you yet, friend. He's going to give you fresh oil.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.